Hello, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. July 4th, Independence Day. It's become a mini holiday for the family and an extended weekend party, combining barbecue with family sports, games, and brewskis. Is there anything better than the age-old custom of throwing some beef on a fire while you soak up some suds? Hey, do you remember when beer was beer? It wasn't fancy. Water, malt, hops, and yeast. There were regional beers and national beers. Now, breweries make seasonal beers like light summer ales, which can get you just as sloshed. After you down a couple, you kind of forget about the fact that artisans tediously crafted it for your premium top-shelf experience. Yeah, right. Either we've grown up as beer drinkers, or the marketers are having a field day by the fact that the Sam Adams Brewery is pairing a special cut of steak with their beers. As they mention in the website, the upfront malt flavor matches the caramelized flavors in the steak perfectly, while the hops lift some of the heaviness. Okay, I figure the more you imbibe, the lighter you get anyway, but the hops lift some of the heaviness? Where did they get this language? From a tasting descriptor for a snooty French wine? Allô? The charming yet complex depth of this bottle leads to an approachable, young, fruity, and yet aggressively robust structure. It is toasty yet thin, round and sassy, yet reticent to reveal to the palate. It's opulent yet mellow and oaky tannins, while blah, 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 blah. Hey, would you pass the pickled eggs? Coming to America from Europe are specialty beers, like smoked beer, herb and spice beer, and fruit and vegetable beer. Pardon me, but I want a drink, not my vitamin supplement. There's organic beer, which is not made with insecticides, herbicides, and fungicides. But doesn't the alcohol kill that stuff? So some beer has really gone upscale, until it turns to gas. Ah, there's nothing like a hint of raspberry wheat and a back-mouth taste of winter barley, topped off by the feeling one gets as an excess of gas builds up and heads north through the alimentary canal. Not unlike a barge making its ponderous way through the gates of the Erie Canal, this gas buildup craves life on the outside. Oh, anyone can burp. But in that heady moment, a true aficionado wants more. Therein lies a great, for the most part, untapped art known as burp talking. More easily understood than the Navajo code talkers of World War II, it does a beer drinker proud and could evoke gales of laughter from everyone with a true sophomoric sense of humor. It lends itself to words with a preponderance of vowels, which I'm told are easier to get out. This may have gotten its start in a Long Island college pub owned by a man named Ralph Zoli, when bored students would belch out the name Ralph to order another round. If one could belch the word Ralph, you moved with the in crowd. It was a kind of undergrad status symbol, and I'm told that some frat houses in the area made pledges burp the Greek alphabet backwards. As graduates made their way around the country, people who knew Ralph spread the gaseous word. I guess you could call it pop-top culture. And that's your Radio Buzz.